Hi, welcome to Business Link. I'm Jason Ball, President and CEO of the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce, here in the AOI podcast studio. Again, another conversation I'm excited to get to. I want to give my typical reminder, though, please go visit our other podcasts if you haven't done that at lcoc.com on our newsroom tab. You can find the podcasts there for our entire backlog. So if you're finding us for the first time on social media today, please check us out there. And then, of course, you can follow us on your regular Audible podcasts, wherever you get those. So real excited because we don't get a break news on this podcast very often, but this is a very much still a current topic. I am joined by Director David Carey from the City of Lincoln, and David is the newly minted director of the Department of Planning and Development Services. It was a title arranged as a result of the combination of combining the Departments of Building and Safety and the Planning Department. So David Carey, welcome to the AOI podcast studio at the Chamber.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, very, very excited for the conversation. Before we get into what's going on now, I always like to start these conversations with, tell me just a little bit about your background, how you got to Lincoln, how you got to working for the city and doing what you're doing now.
Yeah, no. So I started with the City of Lincoln in the Planning Department in 2003. So it's been a minute.
Wow.
So kind of worked my way up through the ranks kind of thing. And
yeah,
it's been a really good experience. Love living in Lincoln.
Yeah.
Prior to that was with the City of Omaha in their Planning Department.
Okay.
And so my training really is, there actually is a graduate degree in city and urban planning. So that's kind of the training that I have, and kind of been doing this for almost 30 years now.
And where'd you get that degree at?
University of Massachusetts.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So kind of coming across the country.
Hey, yeah. I love importing workforce. that's a successful get, I think, in our assessment. Well, David, I want to start out just checking in on, you know, combining building and safety and planning and planning departments. That's a big shift for a city, or at least I assume it would be. Those are big, important departments. We touch them for every project that we're doing, every business does. I think if you're going to build a home, right, those are departments that are involved in home building. So what's the thought process behind combining departments like that?
Yeah, so we had an opportunity when our previous director of building and safety resigned to go take advantage of an opportunity, which we were happy for him.
Yeah.
So we did pause for a minute and think, maybe this is an opportunity to combine departments, mainly because we actually are not the norm to have separate departments for these functions.
We being the City of Lincoln.
The City of Lincoln. So yeah. Typically in most other cities, and we did a peer review.
Yeah.
Most other cities have their building and safety and permitting combined with their planning and zoning. Okay. And some other things too are possibly put together. And so after we thought about it and did some peer review, and we did some discussions with staff and different decision makers, and it became abundantly clear that this was a good opportunity to combine the departments.
Okay. Okay. So what's the, I think, folks will go to kind of the immediate, well, what will the difference be? You know, what kind of benefits or outcomes or changes do you anticipate are going to happen as a result of having two departments under one roof now?
The main reason why this is the right decision and a good decision to make is this allows us to do a couple things that people will see a difference.
Yeah.
A single decision tree, meaning going up to one director.
Yeah.
And just like any organization, when you have different pieces and parts that have decision-making power, it can slow things down.
Okay.
And so that's one immediate, we've already started to experience this, is that you know, as one director, I'm able to take all the information for a decision, but then make the decision right then.
Yeah, yeah.
That helps. It's already helping. The other part of that is we are really leaning into the customer service ethos that we've been talking about as we've been making this decision. And this is where I like to talk about leveling up our work. So a lot of good work has been done, mm-hmm. will continue to be done for permitting and for the planning services. Mm-hmm. But we can do better, and I'm going to really focus on that to make sure that when people come to the city for a permit, say, yeah. You know, they aren't always conversant in how to do this and what to do. we can do a better job of helping them get through the process, literally put a smile on your face so that it's something that's inviting, and then really work at just making sure that we're getting it done as efficiently as possible. Yeah. And that's really the focus right now.
Yeah, that clarity and speed is so important to the business community. Just out of curiosity, you know, we obviously work with businesses for the most part that are working on building things, maybe to a lesser extent home builders, but your departments are working with a lot of folks that sort of have their own projects or making own improvements to their home or asking about street improvements, I assume. Are those some of the examples of maybe folks that interact with those departments less and maybe need a little bit more support and guidance as they're working a project through?
It's really important to make the process as efficient and straightforward as possible for the person that's not always coming to our door and getting permits. But it's likewise really important that those regular customers that are doing a lot of business in the community, it's important for them to get good service too. So it's a little bit of all that.
Yeah. Well, and I always remind folks too that I interact with, you guys are not, you know, cranking out ballpoint pens, right? It's a very customized service you're providing because every project is different. They're all on a different piece of ground. They all have different aspects, and that's got to add to some of the complexity of that's inherent to the work also.
Yeah, and especially with the combined department now, where we basically are providing a service from the inception of an idea of a project all the way to getting your building permit and getting it constructed. So again, that's kind of where those synergies exist, and I'm really excited to really put that together and really get better at it.
Now, looking internally to the one big team now that you'll be overseeing. I mean, how do those changes look? How have they received the news? You know, will you need to add or augment the team in any way, shape, or form to help get the work done?
Yeah, along with that peer review that we did a couple months ago to help us decide this, we did a lot of one-on-one discussions with staff from both departments, planning and building and safety. And really, I needed to hear from people like what their thoughts are, what they do, some ideas of what they think they could do better or what things maybe we shouldn't touch. And that was really informative. One of the main changes that we're going to do is we're going to hire an assistant director.
Okay.
That doesn't exist today, and we're going through the process. We have gone through the process to get that approved. And that's going to really help make sure that that person's really focused on those development services and that customer service.
I just want to note, we went down one director position, but now we're going back up one assistant director. So that's a net zero change in terms of number of bodies on the director level.
And it's going to be good because that person will be able to really have their hands on the operations and really get into it and find those opportunities for improvement too.
Well, that's great. Just out of curiosity for folks that don't work with this, like how is progress of projects or different things that you're working with? How do you measure that? How do you monitor the flow through the process? How does the city do that?
Yeah. So when it comes to plan reviews, that's kind of the big area of this work. So there's a residential plan review and this commercial plan review. So all types of projects come through. We do measure the amount of business days that project is in for review.
Okay.
And so we measure against our own measures to make sure that we're holding the line, if not getting better over time.
Yeah.
And that has a lot to do with the complexity of the project and things like that. But on average, we try to make sure that we're doing it at in a certain rate so that no single project is really waiting too long for that approval from the city.
I'm curious to know, had you been able to speak, we talked about you got some input from team members within the business. You did some external review from third parties that were working with, learning from other cities. Had you been able to work with any of the development or construction community businesses here and gathered input from them as part of your preparation for this step too?
Yeah, so we had some touch points with home builders as well as with the developers and the developer representatives that we work with on a regular basis. And so a lot of those were informal discussions, kind of saying, well, what do you think about this? And what are your thoughts? And very consistently and almost unanimously, there was a lot of support for this merger. And I think they kind of obviously see it as being kind of more efficient and the work and focus on customer service is really what they're looking for.
Yeah.
And I understand that. And that's a lot of what we're working on.
Projects are always just looking for a way to get to that. Yes. Figure out how,
right.
You know, I think they're often looking for, I think in some cases, some guidance from the city as to, well, you know, the original proposal may not work for these reasons, but if you can't do it that way, here's some options to still get it done.
Yep.
You know, that type of advice.
And we can help with that, obviously, and ask those questions so that we say, well, did you think about doing it this way or what about that? And try to get them to a yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. No, that's great. And I think when we first talked and you gave me a briefing on this, it sure seemed logical to me that again, combining some of the decision making, you know, if questions ever did arise, combining that sure sounds like a quicker way to kind of figure out here's how to handle it best. So
yeah.
there's a logic to it, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not brain surgery, but it's, you know, it does make sense.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it does feel quite complicated to me though, too. That's great. You know, this won't happen, overnight. I would assume that the mechanisms you put in place or the different approach to whatever it's team meetings, group meetings across some of these departments. I know that happens to a certain extent now, but at the same time, it sounds to me like this is a project that'll take some time to get fully, you know, implemented. Like what kind of time scale are you thinking about? Do you have maybe internally benchmarks that you're looking at in terms of what you want to do with the department and how long that might take?
Yeah, so we're already having those kind of interdepartmental team meetings and for certain topic areas. And so that work is underway. An immediate step is going to be that we are sending. We are on different two sides of the hallway, so that's an interesting way of thinking about this,
yeah,
the two departments.
Yeah.
We're sending over our planner of the day, which helps with zoning questions,
okay,
to physically, you know, be in the same space as the plan reviewers and the people over in building and safety.
Yeah.
And so that's an immediate step. And then midterm, we're looking at some other physical changes where we're going to have the teams located together.
Okay.
Another one thing that makes sense, and it's kind of logical and obvious, but that's part of why we're doing this, is because we are separate now. So
yeah,
we're going to literally get together.
Is there anything else that folks that you're working with, folks outside of the city, could expect to see that might feel different or look different or from the window at the counter? Will most of that feel the same in the short term?
Well, I think that gets to the fact that a lot of good quality work already happens at that front counter.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that most people have a good experience. And
yeah,
I think what might look different is we might have a few more people there and available on a daily basis to have those quicker decisions when there's a building question along with a zoning question, and we put the planner next to the plan reviewer. And so they actually are getting a decision made on the spot faster.
Yeah.
I think that's probably going to be one of the most immediate results we're going to see.
Yeah. David, I just want to close as we get to the end of this by mentioning you were one of our fellow travelers that went with us on our trip to Boise, Idaho, along with the Topeka Chamber of Commerce. And it's my understanding you had some discussions with the city of Boise,
yep,
about this type of thing, as well as maybe some other cities. Can you tell us about other cities you interacted with or learned from to implement something like this?
Yeah, so that Boise trip was great. Learned a lot on that trip, and it's always good to kind of just be with different people and learn some things. But Boise is one of those cities that we took a close look at, and they do have all these departments combined.
Yeah.
We had looked at some other places like Henderson, Nevada.
Okay.
So that's a very fast growing area. It's a little bit different, but they have a great model to look at and learn from. And even Omaha, Nebraska, I mean, just up the road, they have combined departments as well.
Okay. Well, I'm really excited for this step. I want to say congratulations on the new title and new position.
Thank you.
And, you know, the business community is going to be real excited to continue to work with you and learn from you as you get your hands into the engine there further than you already do.
Yeah, I'm excited, and there's a lot to learn too, so I'm excited about that part of it.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. Well, David Carey, our new Director of Planning and Development Services, Combined Departments here in the AOI Podcast Studio. Again, this has been Jason Ball here at the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce in the AOI Podcast Studio. Check us out at lcoc.com on our newsroom page, and we will see you next time.